Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
China is testing. China is manipulating. China is seeing how far they can go with these probes. And when you put it together with their Confucian societies and $6 billion a year in the U.S. universities to control academia and biopoliticians, and you look at their acquisition of the media and the fact that they own 4 of the 6 big production houses in Hollywood.
Lacking farmland, China has struggled to secure food for its 1.4 billion citizens. Just recently, in August, 4 Chinese government departments warned a drought posed a severe threat to the autumn harvest. That has driven overseas investments in food, including the purchase of Virginia-based pork producer Smithfield Foods and partnership with Growmark, a grain logistics firm.
This entire system we see is being foisted by a handful of corporations and the Chinese communists. The people that run our country are out to get us. They're at war with us on every front, and you already know that. But as soon as we can get the bureaucrats and the woke leftists to just pull back and understand that they've been Stockholm syndromed and that they're helping their own abusers and destroyers, and they're pretending like they're part of some liberal revolution to create a utopia, as soon as they realize that this liberal utopia is meant to bring in total autocratic tyranny, and then they're going to have a backlash and ban the entire leftist system that they've injected into us to only paralyze us. In the next phase of the New World Order program, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be eugenics all the way. But they intend on making the world so hellish in the build-up to 2030 that everybody will just wink, wink when they release the race-specific bioweapons, starting with Africa, that are going to wipe that continent absolutely out. The facts are China has put a lot of money into high-altitude balloons for what you call satellite arrays, surveillance arrays, but more importantly, communication systems. But they've also put a lot of money in to deliver a electromagnetic pulse weapon that's detonated and powered by an atomic or hydrogen bomb going off. It's estimated that a 40-megaton bomb, that's a medium-sized bomb, would knock out large portions of the United States. It was detonated around 80,000 feet in the right conditions. But there's more radiation that goes further at night because of radiation that's already in the atmosphere from the sun. And so they would try to detonate these at night. They would have a much bigger effect. You've seen what solar flares do, wreaking havoc with satellites. That's nothing compared to this. And the fact that Biden didn't order this shot down day one, the fact that the communist Chinese confirmed it was theirs just shows you what the Border Patrol said. They're not watching the border. They're not watching anything except us.
Order the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided that the best time to do that was when it got over water outside within 12-mile limit.
And then you have Hunter Biden with the laptop and saying he works for Chinese intelligence and all the classified documents, the house he was renting for $50,000 a month from his dad. These are all just absolutely pieces of proof that the Bidens are Chinese communist agents.
$100,000 a month as a retainer for Hunter Biden to work for a Chinese entity with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. $500,000 right off the top as a one-time payment to Hunter. And $65,000 a month for James Biden, the president's brother. But we're talking about something that goes beyond simply an appearance. We're talking about the question of what could Hunter Biden possibly bring to the table for this Chinese company to pay him these astronomical sums of money. And this has gone now beyond sort of the partisan witch hunt. I don't think that Democrats can make that claim anymore.
The fact that this has been going on is important. Yes, the globalists set up China, but by the time Xi Jinping came along, and now he's arrested his predecessor that was working with the globalist, Xi Jinping has told big tech of the New World Order, I'm in charge, and I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And so, just like Stalin and Hitler for the first 2 years of World War II had a deal, and then Hitler broke it, It's the same story again.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Are you feeling it yet? Has the realization been made? Has it sank in on your consciousness, the situation that we are currently in right now as Americans? Or even as humans on planet Earth? For most in this audience, you probably have been aware of this for a while. You've probably already done plenty of prepping, emergency food, whatever situation you've got financially, girding yourself for a collapse. But before I get to any of the news, and we are going to open phone lines today as well, folks, we're taking things pretty seriously around here. We're making a lot of emergency procedures and a lot of emergency decisions. I would say, just for myself personally, because I wouldn't give you any advice I'm not giving myself or taking myself. For me personally, you know, I've already done preparedness stuff, you know, bug out bag, emergency food supplies, other such stuff. But something is really hitting home with me this week, and I'm basically going full bore preparation for total collapse right now. I mean, I'm closing bank accounts. I'm getting other stuff right. I'm getting other stuff lined up, because at this point, the odds of things totally collapsing under Joe Biden are higher than they've ever been. The odds of a World War III situation impacting us more so than any other world war, the odds of that are at an all-time high. And just aside from those circumstances coming to the front, we have psychotic, mad villain leaders running our country. And, you know, that might be the case for other countries around the world, but nothing like what our leadership has done. The disdain they have for humanity, the disdain they have for their fellow Americans, the disdain they have for us, specifically the patriots. And you can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their cold, soulless gaze. You can see it in their policy. You can see it in their execution of their will to crush you instead of actually trying to help this country or have good policy on the world stage. So I don't want to spend too much time on the emergency notice. I don't want to spend too much time sounding the alarm, because I do want to take calls. I want to cover the news. But at this point, it wouldn't be fully transparent to lead the show with where we're at right now, where our minds are at, where our hearts are at. And, you know, I talked to some of the crew here in studio, off air, and we're all kind of feeling the same thing. And this is, I mean, this is InfoWars. Like, we live in the storm. We are the sauce. We've climbed over the barbed wire. We've bled out. We've had our bodies climbed over by the rest of the media, picking up our stories afterwards, after we hit the barbed wire and bled out on it first. And so for us to kind of have this moment, and it's almost calming in a way, in kind of a sick, twisted way. It's almost calming, like knowing all of this was coming and now feeling like you're finally here to deal with it all. It's almost calming in a way, but when you see what could potentially lie ahead, you realize for those that aren't prepared and for those that really are about to be caught off guard by this, it is, I mean, folks, we just had people last week climbing into dumpsters looking for food here in Austin, Texas. And we're not talking about, you know, sad situations of homelessness or people that are downtrodden or down on their luck or whatever in this tough economy. We're talking about the average Joe. We're talking about the average homeowner. We're talking about the average apartment renter dumpster diving for food. And this is because they're without power for 3 days. If China drops an EMP or Russia drops an EMP, you're out of power for months. You think this U.S. government's going to come rescue you? Hell, the U.S. government wants to turn off your power. It's called Green New Deal. It's called carbon neutral emissions. What does that translate to? No power for you. Man-made climate change. Stop man-made climate change. Take climate change out of the equation and you'll understand the picture. Stop man. So, I don't know if it's the eye of the storm moment or I don't know if it's the time has finally come moment, but, and maybe this is what I'll open up the phone lines on today and just to see if you agree. And I want to be clear on this too. I'm not a pessimistic person. I actually have hope for America. I have hope for humanity. And I think on the other side of whatever darkness that is about to befall us here, we will come out better. We will come out more prosperous. We will come out with a better understanding and appreciation of freedom, and the whole thing might even be unifying, something we haven't seen in a long time. But this time period we're about to go through here, with World War III on the brink, with our mad psychotic leaders, I mean, folks, you understand, nuclear bombs have been dropped before, and I don't want to hear this thing because I hear people tell me, oh, well, there's no such thing as nukes. Well, you know what? Whether you believe in nuclear bombs or not, are you denying that Hiroshima and Nagasaki were completely devastated by a bomb? If you want to get into the semantics of it all, you can't deny that. And so this stuff happens. And you say, why such a loss of life? Why such a devastational weapon? Well, what was the excuse? The excuse was that the Japanese leadership had gone psychotic and that if they weren't killed and taken out of power, then more people would have died and that death would have expanded across the globe. You understand that it's our leaders now that are the psychos? You understand it's our leaders now that are going to cause death and famine worldwide? And that's what's so frustrating about all of this. Because I think at a certain level, the Chinese, the Russians, so many other world leaders are trying to wake this country up. And they're just saying, what is wrong with the American people? Why are they so blind? Why are they so deaf? Why are they so dumb? And we know who it is. We know what it is. Do I really have to say it? They're in Stockholm Syndrome. They're completely under brainwashing. And I guess they just really don't get the implications of what they're involved in. They really don't understand the implications of what it is they're buying into. What it is they're trying to sell you. So, I'm going to come back. We'll pile drive through a lot of this news. But I think the big story today is, with all the stuff we see, spy balloons flying around, explosions in the sky, crash landing in Montana. The government says they don't know what's going on. 100 oil tankers derail in Ohio. Massive fire. Towns evacuated. You just had a massive earthquake in Turkey. which is truly devastating. People thinking it's not an earthquake and maybe something else. I'm not necessarily going to go down that road, but the devastation in Turkey is real. Parts of Syria as well. We just had another gigantic structure fire in Chicago that just happened last night. We've got a wide open border, So, I mean, it's just, the signs are all around you. The signs are everywhere. It couldn't be more obvious. And so, if you're not making some moves right now, if you're not getting into a proper stance right now to prepare for the worst, then you're just not really tuned in, and you're not really understanding what's going on. And most in this audience already are. You've already shopped. You've already got the storable food, the storable water, everything. But I'm telling you, the final moves to be made in worst case scenario, I'm making them right now myself. And I know some others here are as well.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some of the trends, let's say, happening on other alternative media sources and personalities, and it's extremely clownish considering the situation we're in. But then again, InfoWars was always the one that understood the situation. InfoWars was always the one to tune into to cover news without the infighting and without the drama and without the irrelevance trying to be made relevant. And, you know, I just got to say, I'm so proud of this audience, and I'm so proud of this crew. And I can't even explain the honor to be here at the pinnacle of news and information and live broadcast and transmission. And, of course, it would be the most attacked. Of course, it would be the number one target, the enemy of the New World Order, of the deep state. And so, it's just it's hard to even fathom, quite frankly, what we're going through right now, and to see what other people are getting dramatic about and talking about. It's just clownish. But that's another point. Why do I put that meme on the screen of the dog in the house that's on fire drinking the coffee? Because that's what it's like right now. I don't think this image on the screen has ever been more real. I mean, I just look around at everything going on, and it's like, the house is on fire, the house is on fire. Why are you sitting at the dinner table drinking a cup of coffee, reading a newspaper? The house is on fire. Are you going to put it out? You're going to get out? Look around you. Do you see the flames? They're touching you. Do you see the smoke? You're inhaling it. Not everything's okay. But see, here comes Joe Biden tonight for the State of the Union. And he's going to be telling you how great it is. He's going to be telling you it's the greatest economy ever. Greatest economy ever. Now, anybody that lives in reality knows that's a complete lie. This is the worst economic situation most people have been in years. I mean, quite frankly, since the Obama collapse. But aside from that, we can name names or dates or whatever. The reality is most Americans are feeling the pinch right now. Most Americans are feeling the pressure right now. The dollar doesn't go as far. Grocery prices going up. Energy bills going up. And Joe Biden's about to get on the stage tonight and tell you it's the greatest economy ever. You're doing better than you ever have. Forget about that wide open southern border. Forget about that Chinese spy balloon. Forget about war with Russia. So I think the realization that is so devastating to me now is, we had so many opportunities as Americans to come together and realize that our leadership has become psychotic, mad villains. And in many ways, electing Donald Trump was that realization and trying to go a different direction. And so the empire struck back and installed Joe Biden. And now it's worse than ever. And that's where we're at. But I feel that the window of time for the awakening and the unifying of all Americans is just past. And at this point, if you still support Joe Biden, if you still think the Democrat Party is the good guy and your friend, then you're just gone. You're just lost. You're basically like, you know, the dog at the end of, what is it, Lassie? It's like, we don't want to take you out to the back in the barn and say goodbye, but politically, culturally, as far as the pro-human movement is concerned, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And that's sad. Even though you hate us so much, even though you've celebrated our censorship and rooted for our demise and physically attacked me and assaulted me and everything else. No, it still hurts that you're supposed to be on my team. It still hurts that you're supposed to be my fellow American, my fellow human, and instead you'd rather stab me in the back and nip at my heels as the country is burning down around us and we're both in this ship together going down, and you're too busy focused on destroying me, or I use me as an example, America, you know, Christianity, common sense. You're so filled with hatred for Donald Trump or capitalism or whatever boogeyman has been put in front of you that the ship that you're floating upon is going down and you don't even notice. See, I'm just waxing here. So Joe Biden doesn't want to protect the southern border, but he does want to protect the Capitol tonight. They put up massive fences. Walls for me, not for thee. Fence goes up at Capitol ahead of Biden's State of the Union address. Now, why are they putting a giant wall up? Because these are criminals, folks. Now, there's no threat at the Capitol. Most Americans, you know, most God-fearing, patriotic Americans, they don't want to go anywhere near D.C. D.C. is a cesspit of corruption and a hive of villainy. They don't want to go anywhere near D.C. There's no protest scheduled for D.C. This is a sign of how corrupt and criminal the Biden administration is. Why do mob bosses walk around in bulletproof cars with gigantic security teams? Because they're criminals, because they're mob bosses. That's Joe Biden. Why does Joe Biden need a 12-foot fence? Why does Joe Biden have to secure the Capitol perimeter ahead of his State of the Union? Because he's a criminal. Because he's a crook. Because he's a mob boss. And he's going to tell you how great the economy is tonight. He puts out a tweet this morning. The record-breaking Biden economy. Record-breaking, folks. You're in the greatest economy ever. I mean, what an unbelievable lie. Who could even believe this? Tell me, who's living in the greatest economy ever right now? Can I work for you? Where are you living? Where are you making your money? You must work for Pfizer. You must work for Big Pharma. Tell me who's having their greatest financial situation ever right now. Tell me who's living in a record-breaking Biden economy right now. I don't know a single one. But Biden claims it's all. Record-breaking economy from Joe Biden. I mean, I could put up the phone lines right now. I don't want to have the communist struggle session of us lamenting over whatever financial situation we're in since Joe Biden has taken over. But I could. We could do entire shows and we could take nothing but callers talking about how bad it's been, how hard the economy's hit them since Biden took over. Doesn't matter. Biden says record-breaking economy. And now he's going to have the thief president of Brazil, the commie president of Brazil, has been invited to the White House. So just sending you the message. Two men who didn't win in their elections, two corrupt communists meeting in the White House as a display of dominance over you, as a display of corruption conquering you. But you know, there's one factor, though. There's one factor, and that's the American people, which is still a sleeping giant, all things considered.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. That's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I've caught myself waxing here, and I just can't help my mind when I start thinking about the situation we're in and I start looking at the world developments around me. But I'm going to catch myself here, I'm going to stop it, and I'm going to come and right now start hitting these headlines. Two things I'm going to do first. One, I'm going to get out the phone number because I want to hear your thoughts on all this. You heard my little extended opening monologue, if you will. And so it's a bit of an open-minded conversation, but just generally speaking, what are you thinking? What are you feeling right now? Are you hopeful for the future? Are you pessimistic? Do you think we're really about to go through something serious, the likes of which we've never seen before? What do you think is the biggest story? Is it the war building in Ukraine? Is it the Biden crime family corruption getting covered up? What really happened with that balloon that floated over the entire country? I mean, these are all things we're not getting any answers from our leadership, Joe Biden just says, greatest economy ever. Border wide open. The border's under control. So, I mean, you got no leadership here. You got nothing from Joe Biden. He's a corrupt, crooked criminal. And anybody that is still supporting this guy and propping him up is now guilty by association. And so, again, I lay it out like this. You got to understand history, folks. Why did we bomb Japan? Why did we nuke Nagasaki and Hiroshima? What is it written in the history books? What is it taught? That their leaders were psychotic, and if they weren't killed, more death would have come to the planet. Well, what do you think we're looking at with people like Joe Biden? So, that's kind of my take on all of this. But let's hear from you, the audience. And this is why the audience is so valuable in these crucial moments as a sounding board, as a communication forum, to hear what you're thinking and what you're feeling. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And quite frankly, I feel like if I didn't tap into the human intelligence that was this audience, then I would be a fool. So we're going to fill up these boards. We're going to try to take a lot of calls today. I'm going to eventually also just pile drive through these news headlines as well. That's part of the program. But 877-789-2539, just everything that's going on, the oil tankers blowing up, the huge structure fires in Chicago, the gigantic earthquake in Turkey. I mean, look around you, folks. We're in the burning house right now. What are you doing to try to escape the burning house? Or where are you trying to find refuge in the burning house in case it collapses on us? Now, let's not take InfoWars for granted in these trying times. And in fact, it's more imperative now than ever and will be in the future. That trend is not trending the opposite way. It's continuing to trend that InfoWars and our live transmissions are more important now than ever. And it's not just the host that we have here or Alex Jones with his experience and knowledge on air every day. No, it's also the human intelligence that we have out there in the audience and the great guests that come on. So let's continue to keep InfoWars on the air. Let's continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We make it easy on you. We've got top-of-the-line supplements at the best price. That's the nexus we go for. We just find the highest quality supplements that are popular and people love, and we just sell them at the best price. So whether it's the Ultimate Bone Broth Plus that's back in stock with the highest quality ingredients, 25% off, or whether it's the Nitric Boost that has been recommended, good for blood flow, as good as it gets, whether it's the Brain Force Plus, the Brain Force Ultra, 50% off, good for mental focus, mental energy. I take it before I go on air every day. I'm doing double duty today, chug some Brain Force Ultra before coming on here. But remember, all of these deep discounts are going away in a day. It's the Alex Jones Was Right special sale that has been extended and continued with huge discounts up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But the Alex Jones Was Right sale comes to an end in 24 hours. So things like Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 40% off. Man, I got to tell you, I hit the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support last night at about midnight. Man, I was out like a light. I was just conked from about 12:30 to about 8 o'clock this morning. Just slept deep. 40% off Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off the entire InfoWars MD Elite Supplement line. And folks, it's more important to keep us on the air now than it is ever in these incredible times. And I thank the audience for that. Believe me, folks, I don't take it for granted. I don't take a single day here for granted. I don't take a single syllable I utter through this microphone for granted. I'm so grateful for this audience, and I'm so blessed to be in this position. All right. We are going to get your calls lined up, and as soon as I come back in the next segment, we're going to go to all the calls that we have here. Now, the situation is Zelensky is a little tyrant. He's a little Nazi running Ukraine, and pretty much all of the Eastern countries know that he's cut deals with the corrupt Western politicians like Joe Biden, and they want him out. And even Europe and the EU, and I think NATO to an extent, are hesitant to back Zelensky because he's such a corrupt crook with ties to Joe Biden, whose time in the barrel is coming. Biden's been caught, folks. People have turned on Joe Biden. Everybody knows he's going down. It's just a matter of when, not if. So even NATO, that's been aggressive towards Russia here, and even the EU that may have its own problems with Putin, they don't even want to commit to this war with Zelensky and Biden, the two main faces and voices leading it. These are two of the biggest criminals in the world. These are two of the most corrupt sycophants that you've ever seen. So even the EU and NATO that is hot under the collar for a war with Russia or regime change in Russia, even there, as excited as they might be for a war with Russia or regime change in Russia, they're like, boy, but we gotta go with Zelensky? We gotta go with Biden? They're like, ugh. And it's all the American media telling you how great he is. It's all the American media telling you how great Biden is. And I just feel bad for the American liberal that falls for all this. I genuinely do at this point. You're being led like sheep to the slaughter. If you haven't realized this yet. The entire world has realized this now. It's only the American liberal that doesn't get it yet. It's quite a sight to be seen, quite frankly. With all the access you have to information and history, and you still can't see how you're being deceived by this crook in Ukraine? By this crook in the White House who's going to lie to you tonight and tell you it's the greatest economy you've ever lived in while you're digging through the dumpsters looking for food because you lost power for a couple days because the Democrats in Austin don't know how to prepare for a winter storm 3 straight years? Poland ready to take part in creating new world order against Russia, says Polish PM Morawiecki. Look, Poland is the only country in Europe that seems to be gung-ho for this war against Russia. And Poland has its own beef with Russia, and they're hyper-nationalist, and maybe they really are afraid of Putin coming in. But it's pretty much Poland, the only country in Europe that is banging the gongs of war. And then it's, of course, Joe Biden who's protecting his own criminal enterprises and the criminal enterprise of the Western interest in Ukraine. Now, the question would be this, because I ponder this. What is Russia's next move? Everybody knows Russia's getting ready to make a big move. And at first, and I'm not convinced this might not be the long-term goal for Vladimir Putin, I thought, okay, well, Russia's next move, which is inevitable now, is going to be to move in and just remove Zelensky from power, whatever that means. Now, he may scuttle off into Europe, and that could become different. But I think at this point, what Russia wants to do is go in and shut down the Biden biolabs. I think that's Russia's next move, is to go into Ukraine and shut down the Biden bioweapons labs. And so that's going to...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't want to set the world on.
Man, I just can't say enough about this crew. I can't say enough about this audience.
I just want to start.
And we're about to go to the phone lines, but again, folks, I think it's important for us to understand this. And I tend to get lost in the sauce too. But let's just. The two questions that demand answers that we're just not going to get from our government, from our media, because they're corrupt, they're liars, or they're morons, quite frankly, in many cases. And that's, what is the real story with the Chinese spy balloon? And why is Russia about to launch an offensive in Ukraine? Now, I've still got more questions than answers when it comes to the spy balloon situation. But I think in the situation in Ukraine, I think we got a pretty good idea of what the next big moves for the Russian military are. And I think the final stage, if Zelensky doesn't resign, is to get Zelensky out. He's corrupt. He's the bad guy. And folks, again, your media is lying to you. Your politicians are lying to you. Zelensky is not well liked in Ukraine. Zelensky is hated in Ukraine. They hate this Nazi bastard. They hate this fascist scum who's getting hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians murdered. The Ukrainian army is devastated, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand that? Everything you've been told to about this war is a lie. The Ukrainians have lost 250,000 people. The Ukrainians, their army is done, folks. It's over. The war is over. Russia could walk right through Ukraine right now and there would be no resistance. Putin is begging the world to wake up. Putin is begging the West to wake up. Putin has offered an entire year's worth of time for Zelensky to resign. He won't do it. Why? Because he's working for the CIA and because he's a client of the Biden crime family. So he won't step down. Putin has given him a year to do so. He refuses. Putin has taken the Eastern Front, strategically speaking, Crimea, freed those people, and now Zelensky and the Ukrainian army has been bombing them, killing Ukrainian civilians. No, Zelensky is not the hero. No, Zelensky's not well-liked in Ukraine. He's the bad guy. Everybody knows it. You're being lied to. So Russia is going to move in. Their next move is to shut down the Biden bioweapons labs. Now, there's two stories developing in Ukraine right now that you're not hearing. One, I just told you, how the entire Ukrainian army is devastated. The only chance Ukraine has at any fight now is if American troops or other Western troops have boots on the ground. That's the only chance Ukraine has, is a full-on war with Western troops in Ukraine. Is that what you want? Is that what you want Americans fighting for, Zelensky? The Ukrainian army is devastated, folks. Two, Russia for 2 weeks has been reporting chemical warfare on the front lines hitting their troops. Where do you think that's coming from? It's coming from the Biden biolabs, ladies and gentlemen, run by Hunter Biden with funding from Chinese communists and Joe Biden's corrupt business dealings. So Russia's move now that the Ukrainian army is devastated and they've got probably 500,000 troops fully fed and rested and ready to go, armed to the teeth, and they're about to move in and shut down all of these Biden bioweapons labs. And then they're going to show the world. The American media will hide it from you. The U.S. government will hide it from you. And they're going to go and they're going to shut down the Biden bioweapon labs. They shut down the Biden biolabs, and they're going to show the world what the Bidens have been up to and what the U.S. has been up to, making biological materials, probably for military purposes. It's already been used against the Russians, might actually have been the origin of COVID-19. Now, we're all convinced it came from Wuhan. Maybe not so fast, actually. Maybe it actually came from Ukraine in one of the Biden biolabs. So that's Russia's next move. I don't know when they're going to do it. It's going to be any day now. And they're going to fully march right through Ukraine, and they're going to shut down the 46 bio labs or whatever it was. And by the way, Victoria Nuland has now admitted that those labs exist. First, they denied it. Then we saw the deep dive into the research where they had it all laid out. It was all on the government websites and everything. It was all in the Biden manifesto. So now Victoria Nuland says, oh, well, they're just doing research. Those are just research facilities. Bull crap. What was really going on in the Biden bio facilities? And is Russia about to go shut them all down? That's what I think is coming next, ladies and gentlemen. Now, without further ado, let's go to the phone lines now. Just the state of everything, what you're thinking, what you're doing, how you're feeling about things. We got great callers on the line. We start with Jaylene in Michigan. I'm just going to go top to bottom on this list, guys. Jaylene in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Been a listener for about 15 years. I've kind of got a side note thinking about the vaccine injuries.
I mean, that can't be forgotten. Let's not forget that the vaccines have killed at least 50,000 Americans on record, probably closer to 300,000.
Well, I think the voice that's going to get most recognized is the one that has the loudest and fastest voice ever. It's when people in our trans community, which I think is great, not when they indoctrinate children, but when the trans community starts getting their myocarditis, it's going to make big news. Suddenly, they're going to have the loudest voice making this vaccine-induced injury syndrome
a reality.
I'm just
curious, what makes you say this? Why do you think this is going to be a story?
Just wait. Time will tell. Because it's a common thing with the youth, this is fancy. This is culturally indoctrinated for them to think it's cool. They can't identify with who they are themselves, and they're searching for identity.
Well, and I know that famously flamboyantly gay soccer player Megan Rapinoe has just come out and claimed she got her fifth COVID booster, which I can't even believe. I don't know how anybody survives long after five of these things. And so, you know, if she's promoting this to the gay or the trans community, maybe then it'll be an issue.
Well, I just want everyone to recognize that they're risking their health, their long-term future health, with even one. I personally have had COVID. I've never taken the shot. I'm wondering what I can do for my health just to make sure my blood stays pure,
yeah,
having had natural COVID.
And now there's more doctors coming out with studies that look like it could be transmitted through sexual contact. There's so many mysteries to this thing. And the thing is, you just got to avoid these vaccines at all costs. And look, I'm not, because I think about this too. I like to play. I like to play basketball. I go play basketball a couple nights a week. We run full court. Guys sweating, running up and down the court. You know, I mean, we make contact. I know these guys have been vaccinated, but I'm not going to treat them like a leper and avoid contact. I'll be like Jesus. I'll hang out with the lepers, as a crude comparison maybe. But I mean, yeah, this is stuff we got to think about. Whether it's a trans community, whether it's kids, whether it's everyday Americans, these vaccine injuries are not going away. I got a whole stack of them right here, actually, that I haven't even gotten into. But absolutely, that's a big issue, Jaylene. That another bouncing ball to follow, the depopulation agenda with the vaccines. And that's why Bill Gates comes out and says, Elon Musk needs to stop being pro-humanity, and he needs to fund vaccines. Read in between the lines, folks. All right, let's go to Ken in Illinois. Ken, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning there, Owen. Welcome to the land of confusion. I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say. I'm not going to watch the State of Illusion tonight. I was thinking at first it'd be nice to see the 20 resistors walk in with birthday balloons or something and see if they're actually allowed down the floor.
That's so funny you said that. And actually, it was mentioned, somebody suggested on Jesse Waters Primetime last night. I was actually live last night. Doing Owen Schroyer Live, I said the same thing. I said there's two ways Republicans should handle this. Either every single one of them should walk in with a balloon, a white balloon, and it'd have to probably be on a stick because, or I don't know how they would do it because there's no helium, so they're not going to float. And they probably wouldn't let them. The Biden administration would probably make sure that, hey, if you see a balloon, don't let them walk in. But you could sneak a little balloon in your pocket. Nobody would notice it, and you get in there, and then you blow it up. And maybe just hold it up or put it on a stick or something. And I think every single Republican should do that. Or it might even be better optics if just one did it, because then it looks like the spy balloon. So maybe Lauren Boebert, I think, would be a good individual to do that. She needs a little boost after a contested, heated election. And plus, she's the kind of person that would like to do a stunt like that. So, I mean, they do their stunts all day long. The Kuta Kinte scarf with the knee. No, I think a Republican should come in tonight with a big white balloon. Absolutely.
Okay. Because I was wondering, it sounds good at first, but then I was thinking, well, they'll turn it around. But hell, they turn everything around anyway.
No, see, and that's exactly the approach. And I know you're not saying that they should take it. You're just speaking to reality. That's the approach that the Republicans need to change. Oh, I'm afraid how they're going to twist it. Oh, I'm afraid they're going to call me a racist. Oh, I'm afraid they're going to quit being afraid of these commies. Shove it in their face.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important